Welcome, athlete, parent, and families. This is the Limitless Performance Podcast, the number one youth sports psychology and sports performance podcast on Apple Music or Spotify. This is your host, Coach Jack. Especially for the sports and youth world, this is content not offered anywhere else on the internet. This podcast will be centered around Limitless Performance's sports psychology curriculum, along with other aspects of our athletic training, basketball training, and volleyball training. Email us if you ever want us to make an episode on something you are specifically struggling with or to ask questions. If you're an athlete in any sport or a parent of a youth athlete in any sport, this podcast will be perfect for you. You don't experience anything without the mind. So what's more important than learning how to train it? Let's dive into it. What's up, Limit Breakers? Today we have one of my favorite episodes, and it was a reflection of my first 3-day, 72-hour silent retreat. To really dive deeper into the practice of mindfulness and how I can help kids in the sports and young adult world with the mindful energy and practice of mindfulness in daily life. So essentially, you know, what you're doing in a silent meditation retreat is you're trying to understand all of the habits, whether it's in thoughts, whether it's in feelings, whether it's in action, that you go through on a daily basis. Because when you eliminate talking, so much of your thoughts and what you're trying to do in a day is eliminated, obviously, right? So then you have a lot of time to see internally what is going on inside you. And when we have that deeper understanding of ourselves, we are going to know how we get ourselves caught, you know, how we get ourselves upset, how we get ourselves away from being the best player and best person we can be. If you have a deep understanding of that and how it works from thought to feeling and feeling to thought, that's what these silent retreats are trying to get us to. And then, of course, just building that mindful energy and concentration of being able to fall behind that layer of what's going on, right? Because if I fall behind what is going on inside me, whether it's thoughts or feelings as a player, for example, you know, I suck today. Why can't I shoot today? Or you're not being very confident. You have that feeling of unconfidence, right? Most of us fuse with that habitually, right? We think that feeling defines us in that moment. But mindfulness allows us to separate this energy. And this separation, okay, is what gives us choice, right? And more choice means more power. If we don't have mindful energy, all of us are living mindlessly. The past determines our future, okay? And we don't have a lot of choice and a lot of ability to activate that neuroplasticity, that special word that tells us we can become whoever we want to be. We can train to be whoever we want to be. It's proven in science. But it takes a lot of effort and hard work, and that's what this podcast is trying to do, is trying to help you determine that path to become whoever you want to be. You don't have to be fixed. You don't have to be an extrovert your whole life. You don't have to be an introvert your whole life. You can change whenever you want to. We know this. It's proven. And mindfulness is the steroid to tapping into that neuroplasticity, right? Mindfulness expands. It explodes your ability to change yourself and become the person you want to be, okay? And so again, when we create that layer of mindfulness, that watcher, okay? So we stop listening to that dictator, right? He doesn't have any more control over me. Okay, that gives us more choice because there's stimuli in our life and there's responses. Okay, most of us, if we don't have good mindfulness, okay, that space between stimuli, and when I say that, kids, say in basketball, the shot doesn't go in. That's a stimuli that happens to you in life. You can't control every shot going in. Okay, if we don't have good mindfulness, there's not a lot of space in between that stimuli and your response. So a lot of times we put our head down, right? We get upset. Okay, that's a reaction. A response is when we use mindfulness to grow that space in between that stimuli and that response. The more space there is between stimuli and response is what happens when we're slowed down and we're mindful. We can choose to react in our best self or best player way, right? I'm not going to put my head down. That doesn't help me, right? This shot doesn't define me, right? This moment and feeling of not being confident does not define me, right? It's a roller coaster. Feelings are constantly going up and down. We have to learn how to separate that, okay? And make choices and responses based off what is happening. Okay, so let's dive into it, gatekeepers. Learn more about the 3-day silent retreat and the reflections that I can give to you that you can apply in your daily life. Today, I have an episode that's actually a reflection on a 72-hour silent meditation retreat that I just attended. And the motivation behind this retreat was to stop all consumption for me, right? So I'm a person that's addicted to productivity, addicted to work ethic, which is great, but it's also sometimes not the best thing for us, right? We're always consuming, always taking in, always doing. We never have time to stop and slow down and see our mind clearly. Of course, I was also motivated by to go on this retreat to learn how to make myself a happier human being through the internal, through how my thoughts are spawned and of course, to share that with kids. I truly believe mental training is going to change everything for everyone if we start giving this ability to kids to learn how to shape their own mind. Okay, to start doing things for themselves and learning how to live, not just learning what to do and what success and materialized things look like, to learn how to gain freedom from within. I truly think it's going to be amazing for kids to learn about this in this podcast, and that's kind of also why I was motivated to go on this retreat. I couldn't ask for a better life. Learning how to be happier myself and then sharing it with others, I really don't see any better way for me personally. To give out my work and service to other human beings. In terms of how the 72-hour meditation retreat went, how the setup went, it was sitting meditation, walking meditation, then you listen to the teachers and they spoke about the mind and how to train the mind, and then the process would repeat itself for 3 straight days, 72 hours, and you could not speak throughout the entire retreat. So this was a bombshell for me. I definitely threw myself into the fire. The longest I've ever gone without moving in a meditation was probably about an hour. And so I've never done anything like 72 straight hours of silence and just living with that voice in your head. I've never done anything like it. And I am so grateful that I went on the trip because it showed me so much. And it's crazy because when you're in it, you're thinking about outside the entire time you're in it. We're always thinking about the other. We're always thinking about what we could be doing right now, how we're extremely bored. But now being back, I want to go back to that retreat because there was so much peace and silence within it. And there's so many things I learned throughout this retreat. And personal reflections, my relationship with time was really weird because the retreat felt like it was going so fast, but so slow at the same time. And it was really, really easy at times and really, really hard at times. And it was crazy how well you could see the impermanence of those good and hard times. Because I would be struggling mentally for say, an hour straight, and then immediately, without even trying, it would go away. And I started to notice how we summarize basically our moods or how things are going by the beginning and end of what the experience is. And so this is called the peak end rule. We don't realize that things come and go throughout moods. So a lot of people, when they say they're sad or they're struggling or things aren't going well in their sport that they would like to go, they're summarizing something and missing all the impermanence that lies in between those struggles, right? So yes, you could be struggling for a period of time, but there's no way you were struggling for a month straight, right? There was many periods and times when that struggling arose and passed. We just don't realize it. We like to summarize these negative summarizations based on us not being able to see that impermanence. So impermanence was a really, really big thing that I could see how crazy my moods would arise and then pass. And I stopped summarizing and saying, you know, this whole trip was very hard. No, parts of it were hard. I could feel it when parts were hard, but I could also feel when those parts went away. And day one was very difficult for me because I was like, man, I got 72 more hours of this. This is going to be really, really hard. So day one, I was just thinking about the future the whole time. And again, it's not bad to have thoughts. It's what we want to do is simply watch them, to make friends with the mind and just learn how the mind works. And it's not something that should be hard, because if it's hard, you're making it hard on yourself. And that's with anything. If it's stressful, you're making it stressful on yourself. If it's saddening, you're making it saddening on yourself. It's all about a response and the present moment, and that's all we can truly control. By day two, I was at extreme peace. And the reason for this is because I accepted where I was, I welcome what's here now, and I stopped worrying about the other, what could be, and I just focused on the present moment. And so that gave me great reflection on how important acceptance is, and accepting the present moment now, and meeting what's there. Okay, so we're always thinking, we're always resisting the present moment because of our imagination and how our minds work, of thinking of how certain things can happen outside this moment. And that's what causes suffering. But instead of thinking about all the other things that could be, focus on meeting what's here. Even if it's something you don't like, you can still meet what's there and realize, hey, it's here. I'm in the present moment. I might as well meet it, right? Because there's nothing I can do to resist it other than make my moment more struggle, more suffering. And so that's a huge, huge thing, gatekeepers, is stop thinking about what's outside now and just meet what's there, because it's there. So you might as well welcome it, right? Or you could just keep resisting like you have been and cause yourself more suffering, okay? So learning how to meet things in the present moment is very, very important, okay? And so some examples of this in sports, right? Say you have a conflict with a teammate or a coach, right?
that's a present moment you don't want to be in, right? You're extremely angry. You're having spiraling thoughts, but it's there. And there's nothing you can do about it now to get rid of it. Things you might have said, things you might have regretted. There's nothing you can do about it now. So you might as well meet those emotions where they're at. Okay, meet your emotions there. Stop judging yourself and tell yourself that it's a learning experience. And all I can really do is let go of anything that isn't now, right? That's an example of meeting what's there. Instead of just continually listening to and identifying the mind like we talked about in episode one of MTR podcast. And so that's essentially what meeting that present moment really means. And so day two, I met what was there and I was at extreme peace. My thoughts quieted down and I was realizing that day one was simply me causing myself my own suffering. Day three, I was ready to go. I was excited to go once it was ending. But looking back on it, there was just so much that I learned. Okay. And the other big, big piece of this 72-hour meditation retreat that I learned was how important social connection is to our life. And it's so easy when you're put into a 72-hour silent meditation retreat to see what relationships matter to you and to see how much social connection in general, right, matters to you. And so the biggest thing with that is just not taking it for granted. Every single present moment, you're here appreciating, okay, what is and who you're with and their connection and what it means to you. And it was truly enriching to know how much I love the people that are around me and to know how much they mean to me and to just realize how much social connection is everything to our happiness. So if you ever feel yourself not being happy, just remember a huge, huge piece of happiness is social connection and spreading the love of the people that you're around. And again, how does happiness relate to sports athletes? Happiness is an amplifier. If you're a happier human being, athletes, you're going to play better on the court, on the field, wherever you are without even trying, right? Happiness makes success a byproduct. Remember that and write it down. Happiness makes success a byproduct. And to sum up, the biggest takeaway that I took from this meditation retreat of 72 hours of silence is essentially all that matters is building the habit of living mindfully and deeply in the present moment, okay? Because all we ever have is now, okay? You can't change anything from the past and you're not guaranteed anything from the future. You could die at any given moment. And that's not meant to scare you. That's meant to enrich your life. If we keep death close, we're going to live a very full life and a very deep present life because we're focused on right now because that's all we can control and all we can control is the responses right now. And so that really was a takeaway for me. The meaning of life, right, is obviously to be happy, but to be here right now and to live that deeply and to learn how to share that with others and to be around others and grow social connection and spreading that love, that real love that I like to talk about in terms of compassion and seeing yourself the same as others, and spreading that with other human beings. So if I had to summarize it, you know, in a three-step process, you know, one, you have happiness, right? That's the most important thing. That's all we're all looking for. An athlete's happiness creates success as a byproduct. The second thing is growth, right? Being in this present moment, learning how to grow. The whole point of struggle, gatekeepers, is to grow, right? And we're never going to get rid of struggle. We never are. It's always going to be there. You're never going to get to a destination in life where there's not struggle. So the whole point of it is to grow. So how are you using that? Okay, and the third thing is the service to others, right? Sharing this knowledge, sharing this happiness, teaching yourself how to be happy, and having compassion for other human beings to help them be better people and to truly want other people to have happiness. That if I had to summarize it in a very simplified form, that was the biggest takeaways that I took from the retreat. But the biggest things that you can take away from this retreat, gatekeepers, is to know that slowing down the body will slow down the mind, okay? And when we do this, we're going to be able to easily see how we trap ourselves and how we cause ourselves our own form of suffering. And so the mental training tool that I'm going to attach to this speech today, gatekeepers, is to have 10 minutes every single day for the next week until you get the next episode. Daily, 10 minutes every single morning when you wake up, do absolutely nothing. Doesn't matter how you sit, whatever you do, but you're just going to be in complete silence. You consume nothing for 10 minutes, and you just simply be bored, right? And watch yourself when you're bored. Watch where your brain goes. Is my brain being negative? Is it trying to make myself be put down? Am I identifying with thought, et cetera, et cetera? But purposely be bored and stop consuming for 10 minutes like we did on the silent meditation retreat. And I promise you're going to start seeing results about how you trick yourself and how you cause yourself your own struggle each day, athletes and not athletes. Remember, I really am trying to put this podcast in the simplest form that I can for you parents so that you can explain it to your kids. But giving this to the youth, these biggest takeaways are really, really going to change not only their sports performance, but off their sports performance as well. If you ever have any questions about any of this, Gatekeepers, always reach out to me. Can't wait for the next episode. And I can't wait to hear about your 10-minute no consumption daily experience of boredom. Let me know how that goes. And make sure you reflect on it, write down about your experience. And again, use these mental training tools we give you on this podcast on a daily basis. Okay, and don't measure the results by how the meditation goes or the mental training tools. Measure the results on how your life is starting to change outside of the mental training activities we give you. That's how you know if they're working. Not if the meditation was super hard, you had to struggle through it. That doesn't matter. Right? What matters is the results that it's giving you and to live a happier life and a more successful life on the court or off the court. It was great talking to you again, Gatekeepers. I'm Coach Jack. We're out, baby. Peace. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Limitless Performance Podcast. If you haven't yet, please leave a review, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever listening platform you're on. Compassion for others is a huge part of our curriculum. You can help so many more people by leaving us a review. Please contact Coach Jack at limitlessperformancewi.com to keep us updated on how your meditations are going, how this podcast has affected you, and what other topics on the mental side of the game that you or your child is struggling with, and we can make an episode about that. I really want to become friends with all the listeners so I can help families and students more deeply, so please get a hold of me. Check out Limitless Performance to get your own personal sessions today if you want a deeper dive into increasing your well-being that is personalized to what you struggle with most. Thank you so much, listeners. We'll see you at the next episode. Peace.